Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police are looking into a shooting that happened in the city's Hunting Park section, which has left a man dead. It happened in the area of Front and Cortland Streets around 7:45 Sunday night, authorities said. The victim was pronounced dead on the scene. No arrests have been made and no weapons have been recovered. An update for commuters who ride SEPTA's Chestnut Hill East Line. After a three-month suspension due to construction, limited service between the Chestnut Hill East and Wayne Junction stations is resuming this morning. To travel between Chestnut Hill East and Center City, riders must transfer at the Wayne Junction station. The line has been shut down since June when SEPTA began repairing five bridges along the Chestnut Hill East Line. For direct travel to Center City, riders can continue to use the Route 23 bus or the Chestnut Hill West Line. The Delaware County Health Department is holding a special event this afternoon to help all former Crozier patients access their medical records. KYW's Justin Udo has the story.
Earlier this summer, the health department brought their medical access program to a number of senior centers around the county.
We are offering support to the community to help access their medical records.
Rashida Williamson with the health department says the expansion of the program comes after they noticed the need for access was bigger than just one segment of the population.
Those impacted by the Crozier closure were having some issues navigating the system.
So this upcoming Monday, September 8th, from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., people can walk into their wellness center in Yadin to get help accessing those records.
So they definitely need to bring a cell phone and an ID if they want to access their medical records. There are some kind of security codes that they ask them for, and they need an ID to be scanned. They also need an email address because they need somewhere to send the files once they do access their medical records.
Williamson is encouraging all who need their help accessing those Crozier records, which they can do for free at the free event, to come out. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
If you'll notice, we were drinking our champagne sitting down. That's what Hall of Fame goalie Ken Dryden said after a deceptively grueling four-game sweep of the Philadelphia Flyers in 1976. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us the late Montreal Canadian is remembered far more than his work on the ice.
I don't know that people on this side of the 49th quite understand how important he was in Canada. It's as big as it gets.
Hall of Fame hockey analyst for WIP Al Morgani reflects on the legacy of six-time Stanley Cup winning netminder Ken Dryden.
I mean, I remember him as a little kid watching him play for Connell. This big, huge guy, like this big giraffe in goal, just making unbelievable saves.
Dryden packed a legendary career full of accolades into just a little over seven seasons, retiring in his early 30s to pursue law and politics. One need only read his 1983 memoir to see how intelligent he was.
He wrote a book called The Game, which is to me the best sports book ever written. Just showed you how much he put into the game and how he thought the game.
He wrote other celebrated books, served for 7 years in Canadian Parliament, and taught briefly at McGill University. Morgani says the Canadian's great was a true Renaissance man.
God didn't make many people that can drive on the five-lane highway. This guy drove on the five-lane highway, and he belonged in every one of them.
Ken Dryden died Friday after a battle with cancer. He was 78. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.